It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. And my question du jour, even though we were just talking about Spanish, is what's going on out there, Ruth?
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Another week. Well, looking ahead, we may have some news this week about the new superintendent of schools. There is a meeting tomorrow of the Region 1 Board of Education. The agenda said executive session and possible action to discuss the superintendent search. As you know, ABC also has to vote on the All Boards Committee. They actually are in charge of the superintendent's hiring, but it has to come through a recommendation of the Region 1 Board of Education. So two meetings scheduled for this week, and we'll see. As we know, Lisa Carter, the current superintendent, is leaving as of June 30th, and so a search has been on, and the two boards, the ABC, made up of the chairman of all the boards of education, and the Region 1 Board of Education, are the ones who have been conducting the search.
So the Region 1 board is separately elected?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, just for people who don't know the whole...
Yeah, Region 1 is a very convoluted organization. Well, it isn't once you get to know it, but the Region 1 board... No, I shouldn't say it's elected. It is elected by certain towns and not others.
Some elected, some appointed.
Correct. Towns appoint them and some towns elect them.
And why is it Region 1?
Because we were the first region to form east, well, it depends who you talk to, east of the Mississippi or in New England, but we were number one as far as regional schools go in this area, so that's why we're number one. We were the first.
So basically, the stuff that you worked out, you had to backfill some of it? I'm just with the all boards. I'm just curious. Or was it perfectly formed? Botticelli's Venus when it was created. In other words, are you using? Do we use?
Rules and regulations
that were put in place then.
It has been altered somewhat. Region 1 board was formed back in 1939 when the school opened, okay. Made up of a member from each of the six towns that the region came from. The ABC committee is sort of an advisory committee, made up of the chairman of the local boards of education. Each town has its own local board. However, it was advisory, and over the years, things have sort of changed, and the lawyers got involved, and so ABC has more power than it used to. And so that changed about 10 years ago. And so ABC has the ability to name the superintendent, but nothing beyond that, just the superintendent. So that was during the days when there was lots of, discord, and it finally came to this, and that's how it's worked out. Right. So it used to be the Region 1 board just would vote on it. Now you have to get ABC involved.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the lesson.
It's confusing until you sit down with the roadmap and figure it out.
Right.
But anyway, so we should be hearing this week if indeed we do have a new leader. Budgets again are in the headlines. The Falls Village Board of Finance decreed that the school board and the selectmen should cut their budgets at a meeting last week. The school board was told to chop $20,000 and the selectmen $130,000. Now, both the school board chairman, who is Pat McCara, and the first selectman, Dave Barger, both said, they put in bare-bones budgets, and it's going to be very difficult to come up with those cuts. The finance board thinks, they don't want to tax the taxpayers more than they have to, so they're looking at taking money out of the general fund, some of the reserves, to make up the difference, and increasing maybe taxes and asking these boards to cut. So it's a three-pronged way to address this. They, too, will be meeting, I believe, tonight. I think the selectmen are meeting tonight to, no, maybe it's the finance board, to hear what the cuts are going to be made. At any rate, we will be learning where those reductions are coming from. Also, we had a meeting in a finance board meeting to discuss budgets in Sharon. It appears that, well, there's some changes made there. The first selectman, Casey Flanagan, made a real plea for the increase in wages for the town crew, saying Sharon is way below neighboring towns, and he's afraid that some of the workers might go elsewhere because, you know, they're so low paid, or when there are openings that people won't come to Sharon. So he and the union negotiated quite a large raise, and he justified it at the meeting, and it will now go before a town hearing on April 26th. Lots going on April 26th. And so that was an interesting meeting, and we'll see where that goes. As far as other budgets, all the towns are working on them, and all we'll be seeing budget votes, town meetings this month and town hearings this month, and votes next month, generally in May. Always an interesting time of year. Lots of dealings on affordable housing as well. Kent Affordable Housing held an informational meeting Friday night to discuss its proposal to get have the town transfer 1.1 acres of land near the town's transfer station and town garage to use for at least 10 units of affordable housing. So there was an informational meeting. Several questions were asked, several explanations made, maps shown, and that vote to have the town transfer this acreage at no cost to Kent Affordable Housing will be held on April 26th, the same night as the Sharon town budget hearing. I'm going to have to split myself up on these days.
Well, you know, they've had cloning for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
Unless you want to just be split.
Yeah. Well, I will say that having Zoom does help, and having meetings recorded, so it's
right.
Not as if they're out there and that's the end of it. You can, for the most part, watch them later. So here's to technology. It has helped.
And I think this is just a quick moment to give Marshall and Mike some real credit, because, you know, for years they were the ones out there.
Absolutely.
Or kids.
They started it all.
Right.
Videoing meetings. That was absolutely.
A long time ago, I don't know who it was, but it was somebody that went on to be a legitimate journalist. Along the way, I just can't remember. And he said that it was about a 2009 meeting. That's how far back it goes. He said, you know, the day that they threw us out of the local meetings and stopped recording them, it basically is the day that we lost control of our community checks and balances, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And what's sad... we're not sad, but there's now an entire generation that isn't used to that, which is why your budget meetings, you know, like the Region 1 hearing, was so well attended. Not, you know,
right.
And even though it's ever been thus, you do have a bunch of new people running around who don't realize that they have, some of whom do not realize, and the old ones are dying off, sadly, so that's their money that's being spent, and if they want to have some say over how their money's being spent, they ought to, you know, stick their face in.
Right, right. We've been singing that song for years. Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's so true. But
But
you know, Marshall and Mike helped inform this community. And at least, I won't say it's all good, but it's more people than before. So
it's, no, and I will say that it's better, and I will say also with the advent of Zoom, you know, people do have that access now.
Right.
That they can choose to... it's a nice way of saying, hey, it's on you guys. It's available.
Right. You know? Yeah, you don't have to leave your home. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a good interview this week with Joanne Bordes, who is the CEO of Community Health and Wellness. As you know, that new facility is opening in Canaan. And so I got a tour. It's a beautiful building. It's the one on East Main Street across from Stop and Shop.
Yeah, no, I think Mike had an interview with her. And
great.
Letting as many people know as possible that
Provide medical care and behavioral care, and she's got a chiropractor and nurses, and so there will be an open house for everybody to come and see on May 11th, and from, I think it's 10 to 1.
And is their official opening the 13th?
And they officially opening on the 13th. And Katie Baldwin, local gal, a decorator, decorated the interior, which is lovely, and got an elevator and everything. And so people are invited to come. They've been watching this go up for the last couple of years. And it's really, Joanne said, you know, they're just so happy to be able to bring care out, especially, you know, they will be taking Medicare and Medicaid, so some of the vulnerable who may have not been seeking medical care will be able to get it, and they will also help people who don't have insurance get it. So that's kind of an exciting news.
It's lovely that they have, the chiropractic, et cetera, aspect, you know, or the... some of those, so it's not just a dispensary for medication, basically.
Yeah, they hope to get dental. They couldn't do it in the space that they have, so eventually they hope to find another space where they can extend some of their services, including dental. And this will cover people in several of the local towns, the area towns, as well. They're putting health centers in three of the local schools, the high school, North Canaan Elementary and Sharon Center, which will be good for kids who don't have medical attention. Yesterday, Monday, started the project down in West Cornwall to fix that wall, that retaining wall that's fallen down over Millbrook. And so, as we've been saying all along, the people who live across there are going to have to either huff it, walk across, or park their cars on the other side to be able to use them during the day. Medical emergency care will be provided, I assume, by Falls Village. I know they were going to arrange that. That construction has long been coming, and it needs it badly. And it has taken some money out of the local budget, which Gordon Ridgway, the first selectman, has said is helping to cause the increase in that town this year. So people, be forewarned if you live in that area. There is the Drug Take Back Day, Troop B. This is an annual event where you can come and take your drugs that are no longer being used. Don't flush them down the toilet. Take them here, and they will be disposed of properly. That's going to take place at Troop B up in Canaan on the 27th from 10 to 2. They're also distributing Narcan for folks who feel that they may know people who could use it. That's for, as we know, overdosed people who overdose, and it's applied and saves lives. So that's
it saves the ecosystem because that's just not really great in the groundwater. Everybody when groundwater is tested, it's often discussed. All sorts of things.
Yeah, full of medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel calm today. I wonder why. All right.
So. Yep.
What's the date of that? I'm sorry. Is that
the 27th?
Okay.
Yeah. At least it's not the 26th. I got enough on the 26th. Speaking of the environment, this week, of course, there's no school, so there are programs around at libraries and such. Kent Memorial Library is holding a composting program for kids pre-K through 4 on Thursday, 10:30, and kids are going to learn how to compost food scraps, and they will come away with compost that they can use in their gardens, and I think maybe even a plant. The Right to Bear Art is coming the 20th. That's at Noble Horizons. It's an art show. This is the one we talked about, with the inspired by Mama Bear and her cubs that are around that campus. That's going to be, I think it's 5:30 on the 20th. It should, you know, hors d'oeuvres and availability to buy art, all pertaining to bears, and that's put on by the Noble Auxiliary.
So that'll be Saturday, the 20th.
Correct, okay. The 20th. Arts and crafts and book sale to celebrate the anniversary of, I think it's the 100th anniversary of Trinity Lime Rock, is going to be the last two weekends of the month. People should go out there and see. A lot of the sale items are being made by parishioners of the church. Then career days at the schools was held this past week in Sharon and in Salisbury. Loads of people coming to show their careers and get the kids interested in various, or at least expose them to the various types of careers that are out there. And there were several interesting talks this past week, and one of them was at the annual meeting of the Sharon Historical Society on Saturday, where Alex Du Bois from the Litchfield Historical Society spoke about Connecticut and the Western Reserve out in Ohio and the connection to our local area. Really good talk. And, again, I'm always amazed at how many wonderful speakers we get in this area. There's plenty to see and do. No dearth.
And I always, whenever you say that, after all this time, I'm amazed that you're amazed. But of course, and you know, when people give back to their communities, that's what they do, because those people have always, you know, either are around or have contact, and it's just, you know, it's very lucky. Not to mention the fact that you've got trees and grass and good stuff here that you don't necessarily. You literally got to go to a park to partake when you are in the city.
Right. So again, and I always hark back to my mother-in-law, my poor late mother-in-law, when we first moved here, who said, "What do you do up there, coming from the city?" Well, follow us for a while, and you'll see. You can.
Some people are much more comfortable with the hum and the hum and vibration of the city than they are with the hum and vibration of
the bluebirds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not.
It's not for everyone, but for those of us who love it, we have the ability to chill out and just do your own thing, or go out and get involved.
A great example is Hotchkiss, the portals, where you get essentially it's their summer program, you get people up here playing and performing that you would have to, spend a lot of money on a ticket to go see, which doesn't make it not worth it. It just makes it more. It just makes it accessible in a way that it might not be. And
that's our week.
All right, that's our week not in review. That is our week to come. And a teeny little bit of review. And we thank you always for setting up our week. Ruth Epstein, Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.